This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment with Dark Journalists. DarkJournalist.com on YouTube at Dark Journalist. Really smart guy. Knows his stuff. Learned a lot from him. I want to get him back on about the undersea shadow global system and more. And of course, they've been doing DMT tests for 50 years, the CIA and other systems, with like astronaut-like people mapping and communicating with these entities. This has all been taken very, very seriously. We should take it very, very seriously. But in closing, you know, the whole question about Elon Musk, about Trump, is everything what it seems? What about this insane indictment of Trump? Just closing comments here in the 5 minutes we have left, and I really appreciate your time.
Well, it's great to be here, Alex, and I appreciate it. One of the things I'll say in relation to Trump is there's no question in my mind that half of trailing after him relates to the exotic technology. There's no question about it. He's alluded to it himself with his references to his uncle over and over again when he's in interviews. But he also talks about things like we have invisibility or we have flying cars and things of this nature.
He said it's an inauguration. I mean, interrupt. He said, we've got a lot of secret technology in live extension. We're going to release it.
Exactly. Right. Here he is coming out and saying that. Space Force, also a gigantic indication that this is a guy who wants to pull, for the first time since JFK, the UFO file back under the presidency. When Reagan tried to do that, they used it for SDI, but it was a little bit different. I think in Trump's case, he's very knowledgeable. I mean, I understand the traditional story about Trump is he was the, you know, real estate billionaire who had a good attitude about America. And he came on the scene and tossed over the tables and stuff. That's partly true. But his connections with Roy Cohn, that goes really deep. And Roy Cohn basically...
Yeah, Roy Cohn's at the top of the anti-communist deal, hooked into Eisenhower. So why do they hate Trump so much? Or is it a psyop to make us love him more?
Well, see, you have to... Yeah, I like that level that you think on, because they love the opposites, and they love setting off these patterns of people facing off against each other. They'll use the archetype, whether it's really in the person or not. So they'll say, over here, you know, you've got Trump, everyone on the liberal side loves to hate him, and over here you have Biden and everyone on the conservative side. It's very easy to skewer this insane man wobbling around, and, you know, the only thing he seems to be concerned about, basically, is, you know, trans in the military, and he doesn't have any plan for getting us out of Ukraine, all the rest of it. So, you know, they've set up these caricatures for us to face off and vote against. Ultimately, there's no question that they want division in the United States, and in my opinion, they want to get to an emergency situation so they can have General Van Herk, in continuity of government from NORTHCOM, take over. That's what they're looking for, and I don't think they want to do it with something as messy as nuclear interactions. I think they want to pull the UFO false flag. That's the one that they've been creating in the background for 8 decades.
And I totally agree, and they're definitely thinking about playing the card, so now they've taken it out of the freezer and are warming it up and getting it ready to serve. Doesn't mean they're going to serve it, but I think they're really thinking about it. Is that what you're saying?
There's no question. If we weren't talking about it and pushing back against it, they'd be a lot closer to it. But look, in the last 4 weeks, they've had NASA UFO hearings. They've had Gary Nolan's big friend of Fauci going out and saying, yeah, we have alien bodies. And he's an immunologist who's deep in this UFO thing. And how'd you like to have Dr. Fauci mixing with your UFO file research? So, you know, we're getting into some weird territory. And then you have this guy, Grush, and that's all intel for the UFO file, and then you have the Las Vegas beings walking around. I mean, that's a lot for 3 weeks. So, you know, we're definitely in the thick of it right now, and they're on the UFO threat overdrive. Their whole thing, you know, the street legend was Blue Beam. The real thing is the takeover with the UFO threat, and that includes continuity of government.
And they've got more hearings with this, quote, whistleblower coming out, who says he's the first time an intel officer has exposed that there's bodies and crap. Like you said, Corso and all these others have come out and said that.
Exactly.
So right there, that's not true. It's always the exact same story. Tin cans, little green men.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what he needs to do. He needs to come forward and say, you know, oh, you know, the traditional line, I'm breaking the silence, I'm a whistleblower. Well, if you're such a whistleblower, why is the IG, the actual counsel for the Inspector General, defending you? Why is he your lawyer?
He's calling it urgent and real. Great point. Stark Journalist, StarkJournalist.com. Thank you so much. Jay Dyer takes over. Stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sexual relationship with your child so they can then control their destiny and screw them up, you're thinking right. But if they can control our idea of beyond the world or where we came from or God or the alien consciousness, which is really a spiritual movement, they can control your soul. And that's the moment as a society we've reached. Buzz Aldrin told me there's a real obelisk. This is based on the moon of Mars. Now, whether he's telling the truth or not, he told me that a decade before it hit the news. It was released by NASA. They told me a lot more than that. But the signal activates and sends them out to Saturn. Kills everybody on the ground. Because they were the profane and weren't supposed to go to the future. Then the astronauts have to battle the computer to get there. Only one lives. Goes through a time warp. Merges with God and returns as a star child. This is the Illuminati cosmology. Here's Tucker Carlson. We'll go to our guest host and his guests to take over. We'll skip the network break so they get their time back. The great Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. But here's Tucker in his first show. His second show is now out as well. He says we must cling to our taboos. Talking about aliens flying around at hypersonic speed and our government doesn't care. Or is there something a lot bigger going on here and actually hyping the alien threat? I'll ask Jay Dyer to humor me when he takes over here in a moment before he covers his prepared show and the topics he's going to be hitting. But here's a clip of Tucker.
Yesterday, for example, a former Air Force officer who worked for years in military intelligence came forward as a whistleblower to reveal that the U.S. government has physical evidence of crashed non-human-made aircraft, as well as the bodies of the pilots who flew those aircraft. The Pentagon has spent decades studying these otherworldly remains in order to build more technologically advanced weapon systems. Okay, that's what the former intel officer revealed, and it was clear he was telling the truth. In other words, UFOs are actually real, and apparently so is extraterrestrial life. Now we know. In a normal country, this news would qualify as a bombshell, the story of the millennium. But in our country, it doesn't. The whistleblower's account ran on a technology website called The Debrief, which you've probably never heard of. The Washington Post had that story.
Well, now it is being seen by 115 million people now that saw that first episode. So UFOs are real. That's just something you can identify. But regardless, anyway, you slice it, it is a big story that a major whistleblower is saying they do have bodies and craft. But is that a psyop or is it not? Jay Dyer's got his own topics, but I really respect him wanting to give us his brief take on that and introduce his guest and cover things for the balance of the hour. But, Jay, good to have you on this live Friday, June 9th, worldwide transmission with President federally indicted and things just getting more insane. I'm going to sit back now and eat my late lunch and watch you and listen to you and your guests. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the alien stuff is wild. In fact, I did fourth hour. Almost 2 years ago, it was December 2021, and you can see right there, got a nice amount of views there. Coming announcement of alien life as a technocratic psyop. Put a good amount of time into this topic over the last several years. I did a live stream 2 nights ago on my YouTube channel, about 2 or 3 hours just devoted to the whole history of the CIA's relationship to the so-called alien phenomenon. I view it as pretty much a psyop. You can go to the history of alien cults. The intelligence agencies have had a long, in-depth relationship with a lot of these alien cults, whether it's Scientology or the Raelians or any of these entities, really. They're all studied. They're all sort of fostered, and it's like a test tube where they let these things grow, and they become great studies, you could say, for how to socially engineer. I covered the fact that, I think when I was in studio with Alex a few months ago, I covered the fact that the top 8 things to expect by the year 2030 of the World Economic Forum. That top 8 things to expect video that went viral that they subsequently took down, I think they put it up in 2018. That video said we may, in fact, mention the discovery of alien life by 2030. So they're actually just rolling out stuff that they've had planned for a long time. And I think as you covered the other day, Alex, the stories that they're giving now are the same stories that have been recycled for the last 20, 30 years. I remember old Google video clips of generals. Oh, I've been to the underground bases and I've seen the clones and blah, blah. How many times have we heard this story? They're cloning aliens in the bases. That's because it's the same story that they recycle. And that goes all the way back to the Roswell crash. That was a military-involved crash, so-called. It's the same recycled story because the stories work. You go to the original people, Betty and Barney Hill. You go to the George Adamski story. All of these stories have the same patterns, the same archetypes involved. And they always have the same technocratic message. And that's why if you look at the character Adamski, the first so-called abductee story, a lot of people don't know that Alan Dulles was running point for him. Anybody that would question Adamski or try to take him to court, Alan Dulles threatened to take them to court. Why did Alan Dulles care what George Adamski was up to? Well, he would care if this was part of a longer psyop. And you can look at figures like C.D. Jackson, who was the author of the Doctrinal Warfare Program, where the CIA was utilizing and co-opting churches throughout the Cold War. He also was involved in consulting on a lot of different film projects. If I recall, he was involved in The Day the Earth Stood Still, which is the story where the aliens are coming, outside threat. And if we don't create a world government, a world socialist government, we'll never survive the alien threat or the threat of the nukes and all this kind of stuff. So in my view, this is all 100% an outline psyop. In fact, I've covered for many years the late 60s Brookings Report Institute. They said in the late 60s, and they were commissioned by NASA to put this out. This is in Dr. Brenda Densler's book on the history of the alien phenomenon. She's an academic writing about this from an academic perspective. She said that in that 1960s report, they outlined the fact that the discovery of alien life, quote unquote, would have totally destructive effects on the history of Western civilization's religious myths. So the Bible, for example, would be undercut in its story and in its narrative by the alien mythos. And so it's a psyop. It's intended to, it does a lot of things. It's a cover for black ops. It's a cover for advanced technology by the government and by corporations. It's a cover for drug running. That goes on at some of these bases and other nefarious activities. It was a psyop in the Cold War to, you know, tell the Soviets that there's aliens and all this kind of stuff. So it serves a lot of functions, but on the longer scale, multi-decade narrative, it serves to give a new religious mythology to the West and to the world, perhaps, to replace the biblical narratives. And they even say that in the white papers, the Brookings Institute report from the 1960s, late 60s, to replace the biblical narrative. So I want to go to my guest today, rock and roll star Dorothy joins me. Dorothy reached out and said that she likes the fourth hour. She likes the show. She likes this material. And I want to get into discussing her journey, how she woke up to a lot of this, how she got into the topic of the New World Order. But Dorothy, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We only have a few seconds here. Let's talk about your band first. How does the name Dorothy, is this Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy?
It's just my birth name. I'm bringing it back, I guess. It's an old Hollywood name. And I couldn't think of a good band name, so we just rolled with it.
I guess it worked, right? Did you have carte blanche? Was that your decision, or did you have to, like, pass it by the committee of the other band members?
There's not really, I mean, I have a great team. They're great. At the time, it was my manager's idea, and since I couldn't think of a band name, I said, all right, let's just call it Dorothy and get the band together, and that's what we did.
All right, so we're going to skip.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And the only way I can describe it is after my deliverance was over, the noise stopped. It was peaceful. It was like just the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Now, when you say a long time ago, are you saying like when you were really young, or was this like a coven, or can you go into any of that, or do you not recall?
This was one person, although there are covens and families and things like that. This was in my early 20s, and I did black a lot of it out. I actually have a hard time remembering a lot of it. But, you know, after I was saved, 2 years later, God started taking me through various deliverances. My chronic neck pain was gone with hands-on prayer after trying medication, doctors, chiropractic, things like that. And then he wanted to take it. So God will heal you in layers because he doesn't want to take you through more than you can handle at the time. And so it was layers of deliverance, revealing things to me, giving me discernment and eyes to see. So now I just get this sense. I know when someone's demonized. And the thing I want to remind believers and people out there, everyone, is people are not your enemy. Satan is your enemy, and he uses people with trauma and open gateways and, you know, curses in their bloodline, the sins of our father. But there's nothing anyone has done that can stop them from getting saved and getting delivered. That's a free gift from Jesus, and it's available to everyone. It's a change of heart.
So when you had this experience on the tour bus, how long ago was this? Was this recent or a few years ago? When was this?
This was a few years ago. I prayed the prayer. The next evening this happened. And my sound guy and I looked at each other like, what just happened? You know, and that was the day I was convinced God was real. But I didn't, that was just kind of him opening the door, I guess, and revealing himself to me. And then it was a journey of discovering, you know, getting born again, getting baptized, receiving the Holy Spirit, having the eyes to see, getting deliverance, getting healed. And you know, I'm still a baby, and it's just like kind of a journey with Jesus. We're walking hand in hand. But I wanted to share this story because this is a real thing that happens to people. And no, it didn't happen as a child, but it happens to children in horrible ways that you couldn't possibly imagine. And so I think that the body of Christ needs to get curious about deliverance.
Now, yeah. So when this occurred, like what, before this event, like what was your attitude towards, you know, the divine or things transcendent? Did you think there was no God, or maybe there's a God, or like what was your attitude?
Maybe. I wasn't sure. You know, I was always, one thing I was always searching for was the truth. And I definitely had an awakening in my early 20s, thanks to David Icke, actually. I mean, his material was so insane that it was the only thing that made sense to me. And I was blown away that I knew chemtrails were real, but yet nobody seemed to want to acknowledge it. Things like that. So I had an awakening then, but then I went back to sleep. We're being bombarded on all sides by all these things to put us to sleep, to keep us stupid, to keep us sick. And I went back to sleep, but you know, that's just like expert level gaslighting when you have the spraying in the sky and you can see it with your eyes and Google's telling you that it's a conspiracy theory. And as someone who's a survivor of SRA and narcissistic abuse, now when that happens, my internal alarms just go off. So, I guess it's good that I went through those things and came out the other side, because now I'm a weapon against this. And I told the Lord, just use me as a, you know, just use me to blow up the enemy's camp. I'm just sick of it. Let's go.
So did you, you said that you kind of had an awareness of some of these elements of the New World Order and what was going on. Was that prior to the conversion experience, or was it the conversion experience and then you really saw the, how this battle that we're in isn't just a geopolitical thing, it's also a spiritual thing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I saw it and I didn't connect it with the spiritual until I had a spiritual awakening. And now it's like the whole thing makes sense. And I really credit David Icke with connecting a lot of seemingly unrelated dots, and Alex, and people who can see and expand their vision and see the bigger picture. That's something else. Like, and when you do have the Spirit of Truth and the Holy Spirit, you are given a level of discernment. It's undeniable.
Yeah, I mean, that, absolutely. That's one of the gifts that's mentioned in, I think, the Corinthians passage. And I'm curious because, you know, right now we're seeing this barrage of news that deals with aliens and all this kind of nonsense. And I've always believed that there's a deep-seated deception involved in this alien phenomenon. You can go back to people involved working with the Pentagon who then came out and said this is actually a mass-level deception, like Jacques Vallée, the famous DOD computer scientist guy. He says this is a malevolent deception. He's not even a Christian, but he's able to recognize that there is something involved in this that's more than just human beings at a manipulation level. There's also something spiritual going on, but he actually says that the entities involved in this, they're not extraterrestrial. They're actually terrestrial. They're part of this planet. And they are involved in a mass deception to steer in a social engineering way human beings into some kind of world government or something like this. Would you agree with that? What's your take on the whole alien phenomenon?
I could definitely see that. I mean, I definitely don't put that past them. I think it's demonic. I think it's connected. Yeah. It's beyond my understanding, certainly. And if you have people in the government kind of leaking this information, is the mainstream talking about it? Probably not. I don't know too much about the alien thing. I think it's, I believe it was Aleister Crowley that said he had conjured some entity that said, yeah, you know, you call us demons, they call us aliens, and one day you'll know that it's one and the same. Something along those lines. I don't want to misquote, but I think a lot of the things that seem alien are just are demonic, and they really are not. Fallen angels bound in cosmic realms. I mean, that sounds alien to me.
Yeah, no, I think that the element of it that is demonic is precisely, you know, it's a fallen angel situation. That's what I'm saying. It's, I'm not saying it's all, I think there's multiple things going on. So it's not just the government engaging in black ops. I think there's a real phenomena that's going on. I'm not saying every little grainy clip on YouTube is demonic, but I'm saying that there is an element by which, for example, if you look at people who've done DMT or people who've done a lot of acid or the psychonauts like Terrence McKenna or Timothy Leary or John C. Lilly, when they talk about their trips and when they talk about interacting with these interdimensional entities, you know, it's the same type of thing that David Icke talks about that you mentioned. They always say that the message that they've been given is have a world government. You need to depopulate. You can't run the planet correctly because you built bombs. And if you just do what we say and you worship us, then you're going to get the utopia, a kind of a socialist tech utopia. So, I mean, that to me just screams the demonic. I mean, demons have always engaged in prompting human beings to do the same types of activities like offer up your firstborn to us, right? You know, this kind of stuff. So that's exactly what the entities that are speaking to people are saying. It's no different than what, I mean, Alex was saying, you know, Ellen Page today, like her process of hearing a voice telling her to mutilate herself. I mean, to me, that is, again, why is no one accepting the best explanation for these phenomena is the demonic? What do demons do? They hate human beings. We're going to go to this break. When we come back, we are talking to rock and roll star Dorothy. This is the Alex Jones Show.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now, but in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I want to remind you, too, that if you want to get deep into that alien nonsense and all the breakdowns that I've done, if you go to Bandai Video, you can search my name and you'll find at least four or five different fourth hours that I've done deconstructing the alien stuff from my vantage point. You go to my YouTube channel, Jay Dyer, and you can find the most recent podcast that we did a couple days ago, just kind of mocking and making fun of this. I want to note, too, that if you look at Isaiah 11, there's a really interesting passage. It's one of the most famous messianic passages predicting the Messiah. It says, "There shall come forth a root from the rod of Jesse. A flower shall grow out of his root. The Spirit of God will rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, godliness, Spirit of the fear of God shall fill him." And, of course, David being the son of Jesse there, that is a reference to the Davidic lineage of Jesus, the Messiah. And so we have these spirits that are mentioned, right? These seven spirits. And Paul in 1 Corinthians mentions these gifts of the Spirit. And so I'm assuming that that's where Dorothy got the inspiration for her most recent album a few months ago, right? Which is Gifts from the Holy Ghost, right?
So I actually named the album before I had ever opened the Bible. I feel like God can give you downloads. And this happened. I woke up in my hotel room in New York City. I was writing and recording the record. I woke up and the first thing I heard was Gifts from the Holy Ghost. I wrote it down and I didn't know what the gifts from the Holy Spirit were, what the fruits of the Holy Spirit were. Church made me nervous, you know. So I wrote it down and I thought that sounds like a great album title. I finished the last song, Gifts from the Holy Ghost, and which I feel has very rich spiritual messaging. And there it was, and I ended up getting saved after that. So God's really funny with his perfect divine timing of doing things so that you know it's him.
No, absolutely. Yeah, divine providence is I think, you know, before I got into, you know, this worldview, you tend to see things as synchronicity, right? Looks like Carl Jung's synchronicity. But then you start to realize, well, synchronicity doesn't really make sense if it's like coming from my psyche, right? That's what the way Carl Jung pictures it all. It's like he even has an essay where he talks about UFOs and he says, oh, the UFOs are a manifestation of our unconscious, right? But that doesn't really make sense because it's not our unconscious that's manifesting these things. There is a divine mind, a divine consciousness, you could say. And that makes sense for how reality can be organized by a divine providence, by our free will working together with divine providence. To me, that makes a lot more sense than this idea that our psyche manifests it like Carl Jung says. But I think that on the notion of spiritual warfare too, and we didn't really mention this in the pre-interview discussion, but you know, I'm Orthodox, and it's ironic because only to my knowledge, only the Orthodox Church still does the ancient form of exorcism at baptism. So in the early church, they would actually do a ritual of exorcism as part of the baptismal ritual. I'm not knocking, you know, your conversion or anything like that. I'm just saying that one of the reasons I found Orthodoxy appealing was that when you look into the history of the church, you have this ancient baptismal rite, and they would always include the ritual of exorcism as part of baptism. And to me, that suggests that, you know, the church has to have this notion of the reality of spiritual warfare. And a lot of the Orthodox hymnography, a lot of the chants that we sing, they're rife with this notion of spiritual warfare and battling the demonic realm. And I think that that's an element that I'm not personally charismatic, obviously, but a lot of charismatics get that element correct. Like they realize there is a reality to spiritual warfare, and some charismatics can go crazy with this. But a lot of, in my view, a lot of the Protestant churches kind of have a fractured element where they, like different ones have pieces of truth, right? But I think that if we understand the notion of authority, if we understand the notion of the church possessing this power, you know, Jesus said, you will do these things. You will cast out demons, he says to the apostles in Luke, right? And he says, I've given you authority over the scorpions, over all the enemy and so forth. So I appreciate that, you know, you've incorporated that into your music and into your worldview about how you approach writing. Do you find that to be difficult when you write with the people that you write with? Because you just had this big thing drop. I know you've got your album, which is out some months ago, but you have a new song that just dropped with Nita, right?
Yes, Nita Strauss, Victorious.
Yep.
Fellow believer. And we wanted a very empowering song that was going to encourage young women. I think we accomplished that. So, yeah, her and I talk about this. It's true. Spiritual warfare is a real thing. Believers have been given authority by Jesus, and a lot of them don't know their authority, and the enemy will hammer them. And it's so obvious because the devil never has any new tricks. I mean, it's always before a big interview or before some big blessing. And if you can just nail your flesh to the cross, so to speak, and not react to the flesh and pick up your tools, go into praise and worship, use the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. Command that enemy to leave you in the name of Jesus. Command those spirits, Jezebel, whoever's attacking you, to go in Jesus' name. And if you know your authority and you've been given it by Jesus, they have to obey you. And, yeah, of course, the devil wants you to worship him, but he hates humans. He hates us. So why would you worship something that hates us, that wants to see your demise and your destruction? I mean, that sounds like, you know, masochism to me.
That's a really good point. I think that a lot of times people that are getting more and more serious about their Satanism, for example, they actually do get into harming themselves. You know, if you go back to the Old Testament, when not just the fall, when, you know, Jesus says that Satan was the first thief and liar, right? He lied. He stole man's life. That was what he did in the garden. If you fast forward to the time of Elijah, when he's dealing with the prophets of Baal, when they're on the mountain having that spiritual confrontation, what is it that the prophets of Baal are doing? They're cutting themselves, and they're trying to invoke Baal, Baalzebub, right, by cutting themselves, self-harm, and the release of the blood and whatnot. They thought would bring this entity, that would bring this power to them, and it didn't. Nothing happened, right? It only harmed them. And if you look at other instances in Scripture, for example, where we see people who are mentioned committing suicide, there's only a few of these in Scripture. There's Judas and there's Saul. And in both cases, Judas and Saul were specifically said to be possessed in, I guess, different degrees. I think Judas was a lot more possessed than Saul was. But both of those guys killed themselves. So we have two instances in Scripture of suicide. And in both cases, the people were specifically demonically possessed. So the theme here that I'm getting at is that every time we see this manifestation in Scripture of the presence of the demonic, and it's always self-harm. Remember the guy in the tombs, when Jesus cast out the demon, the guy wandering in the tombs, it says that he kept throwing himself into the fire and trying to kill himself. So every time suicide appears, it's always in the presence of the demonic. And that to me suggests that self-harm, mutilating oneself, this is very relevant for a lot of what's going on in our culture right now, it has a spiritual root. It's not just bad ideology. It's a spiritual problem. And until we address the spiritual problem, the problems can't be fixed. You can't fix these things with politics. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and I want to point out that the blood covenants, the drinking of the blood in Hollywood, the cutting, the releasing of blood, blood is the highest currency in the spirit realm. That's why Jesus gave his blood for us and yep. made a mockery of Satan and disarmed him and defeated him and took the keys back. It was the power in the blood. The reason is that blood is the highest currency in the spirit realm. So, and yeah, it's definitely demonic when you hear voices telling you to cut yourself. I would suggest getting some deliverance and coming to know God, because he can set you free from all that. You could have sold your soul to Satan himself, or have it embedded in your bloodline and still be set free. Satan doesn't own your soul. He doesn't have any right to it. He has no authority over it. God does. And God's name is literally printed on your DNA. So, I think that settles that.
I want to remind everybody that they can follow you. We still got another segment after this, but they can follow you over on your channel at Dorothy. They can check out the new album, Gifts from the Holy Ghost, relatively new, past few months, right? And then your new song with Nita is on, I think, her channel. And they can follow you on Instagram as well, right?
Right, just at Dorothy. I got lucky. I got the handle.
Nice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. I want to remind you that if you are in the L.A. Hollywood area, we will be live in L.A. July 6th with Jamie Kennedy. Yes, Jamie Kennedy from the Jamie Kennedy Experiment, from Malibu's Most Wanted, from Scream, Randy Meeks in person. How would you not want to be there for that? It's a blast. Our live events are the bomb. If you don't know, it's more like a five-hour party at our live events. We do comedy. We do impressions. We do serious stuff. We actually get into a lot of real hardcore information. My wife will be doing a discussion on Esoteric Hollywood, which you guys know I have two books on that. And I will be doing a presentation on my new book, Meta-Narratives, the Essays on Philosophy and Symbolism. So I'll be covering a lot of philosophical topics, as well as doing a lot of ridiculous nonsense. And as you guys may or may not have seen, I performed my first Cringecore song live last weekend at Courtney Turner's event. And so the crowd got trolled. They didn't know what they were going to get. And they actually got a live version of my Matthew McConaughey song. Pure cringe, pure live. And I might actually do quite a few of those if you come to the LA event, as well as serious stuff. So if you head on over to my website, jaysanalysis.com, you'll see under every post there is the link of the live events. Get your ticket to the July 6th Los Angeles event in the links there, the Eventbrite links. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, Jamie Kennedy will be the headliner doing some stand-up. And you can also get on over to his merch table and meet him and get a few pics with him. He's a great dude. Very cool. Let's get back to this notion of spiritual warfare. I think, again, think about what we're told with alien nonsense, right? Aliens are these interdimensional entities. The message is always that if you just have a world government, if you just worship us, if you just depopulate, we'll give you solutions. We'll give you advanced technology. This is the message of Childhood's End. Remember, Arthur C. Clarke was himself a confessed Crowleyan, a confessed Luciferian. He had some weird predilections in terms of the pedo stuff, as Alex just talked about this week. And in his book, he actually writes that Karelin, the overlord, is a freaking demon. He's got hooves. He looks like a giant demon. And people can't figure this out. The soy nerds are out there like, oh, it's science. Oh, they're advanced from another civilization. And they're going to bring me a coupon and I can just have fun forever. Oh, it's going to be so great. No, it's a demon, dummy. It even looks like a freaking demon. And you can't tell it's a demon? Come on now. Come on. What is wrong with you people? It's a massive deception. Now, in Scripture, we have the story early on in Genesis. It's implicit in Genesis, and then it's explained later on by chapter 3. And then as the text progresses, we get the story of before man's fall, there was another fall. Did you know there was another fall before man fell? That was the angelic fall. And that angelic fall happened outside of time and space, outside of the normal phase of human experience of time. It happened in the spiritual realm. The aeon is what the church fathers called it. And so the angels, because they don't exist in time like humans do, they were tested at once. And outside of time, when they fell, it was an instantaneous fall. And angels from every one of those ranks of the nine choirs that are listed in the various texts of Scripture fell. John says that one third of the angels fell with Satan. And so they launched into this rebellion against God and against humankind. As Dorothy said, they hate humans. Why? Well, in Orthodox theology, we understand that they hate human beings because humans are made not just in the image of God, but also to be raised, as Paul says, above the angels. So there's a fundamental envy that Satan and his hosts had against man. Because man was made in the image of the Logos. In our view, in the garden, it's man that's walking around with the Logos, with the pre-incarnate Christ. Man is made in the image of Christ, Adam. Paul says Adam is after the image of Christ in his letters. So it's a more specific notion of being made in the image of God, not just in the image of the Trinity, but also in the image of the Logos. The pre-incarnate Logos who would then become incarnate. So man himself in the garden is kind of a prefiguring, a foreshadowing of the incarnation. And thus, Satan's hatred of humankind results from this envy and desire to destroy the thing that reminds him of his creator, Christ, you say. In the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, the Word was God. All things came to be through the Logos. Christ is the creator, even of Satan. And so the angelic fall created this race of entities, you could say, angelic race. Then dead set on destroying humankind at first until the birth of Christ to destroy and persecute Israel because Israel would give birth to the Messiah. And then now the church to destroy the church because the church is the body of the Messiah on earth. Read Isaiah. Isaiah is the fifth gospel. So I want to go back to Dorothy. Dorothy, you were talking about the spiritual warfare. Before you were interested in these topics, before you had your conversion experience, how did you look upon Christianity? Did you see it as a bunch of goofballs and goobers that were duped and believed a bunch of stupid stuff? Or was it because they didn't talk about the reality of the spiritual warfare and the reality of what you saw in Hollywood? Or what was it how did you see it before?
I saw it the way the world sees it. You know, I couldn't sit in church and during worship, it made me cringe. You know, the one or two times I had gone to church, I felt completely uncomfortable crawling out of my skin. Probably because I was demonized and they really don't like that, you know? But when you accept Jesus, you give him legal authority over your life. And now you get, the veil comes off and you see the truth. And I honestly can't believe I'm sitting here and I'm saying, yes, I read about Jesus and I talk to Jesus and I pray and I know what spiritual warfare is. I love it when the Satanists say, you know, Satanism is just about self-worship. There's no devil. Yes, there's a devil, and the demons are, spirits without bodies, you know, and those that have the eyes to see can see them. So you're not crazy, body of Christ. You're not, you know, you're not losing it. You've been given a gift that can be uncomfortable to operate in sometimes, but you're, you know, we're trying to save as many souls before it's time to go. And the last thing, one of the last things I wanted to say is no matter what you've done, you can still get, be saved and get delivered. And all sin is the same when it's nailed to the cross. I mean, Paul was murdering Christians, right? So just remember that when you start to, listen to the flaming arrows of the enemy coming into your mind with the shame and the condemnation and the guilt. The devil will lie to you in your own voice, and the mind is the battlefield. And if you go into praise and worship, that will break. That's one tactic. So it's absolutely real, and here I am. I would never go back to my life before Jesus. For all the money in the world, for all the fame, for all the dreams, all the fruit that the devil wants to give you is poison. It's tainted. And the demons always come to collect their pound of flesh, you know, and everything he has is just a sad counterfeit. And I would never, my life now is just too good. Serving God is just so fulfilling. I don't feel alone. And since everyone is feeling so alone and isolated, and that's just an epidemic in our world, maybe they need to try God. Because I have a sense of just being loved and cared for and connected with the body of Christ. I will run into people I don't even know, and we will pray together. And we know that God orchestrated that meeting as a divine appointment that day because someone needed it. So it's pretty miraculous and supernatural. I mean, I serve an awesome God, and I'm still going to play rock and roll. So it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, David, multiple people in the Old Testament were skilled musicians. So, you know, nothing, there's nothing wrong. All the talents that we have are talents given to us by God, you know, to use for that purpose. So, really cool to have you on. Thank you for giving your testimony, your journey. I think that people should understand that as things get more insane, as we see more and more evil, that's actually a call to repentance. It's a call to noticing that there's objective good, right? Evil is not a thing that exists or has being in the sense of, you know, everything that God created, it exists as good. And what evil does is that it's a privation. It's a negation against the good. It's always an act against the good. That's it. That's all it ever can be. And so the more that we see evil in the world, it should wake people up, especially people who are skeptics or people who don't think that. I mean, why is there a commonality amongst all of the ancient empires of the world having this anti-human agenda where the empires enact the worship of some weird, you know, deity or ruler or tyrant, Nimrod, Babel, and they require human sacrifice? If there's objective evil, there's objective good, and that means God exists. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.